ask and you shall receive. Here are some tips to help you establish and increase your milk supply. My first tip would be to get on a very consistent pumping schedule. When I first started pumping, I would pump every 2 hours or when my baby was eating. So I nursed my baby, so I would nurse and pump every 2 hours on the dot. Now, obviously, I was very sleep deprived because of that, but I had a lot of help the first 3 to 4 weeks. So definitely establish a consistent pumping schedule. But your body will make the milk that it thinks you and your baby needs. So if you're not pumping consistently and emptying milk out, it's gonna start making less milk. So just be consistent. My second tip would be to power pump. I power pump once a day at least, usually twice a day, but power pumping really helps. And the power pumping that I do is you pump for 20 minutes, rest for 10, pump for 10, rest for 10, and then pump for another 10 minutes. I notice quite a bit of difference whenever I do power pump. And you might not notice it at first, it might take like a week or two, but just stay consistent. Power pumping really has helped me. Staying hydrated is very, very, very important. All I did in the first few weeks, I didn't take anything fancy. I didn't take a bunch of different supplements. I ate high in protein, I stayed super hydrated, and I pumped consistently. Honestly, those are the three best things that are going to be the building blocks for your milk supply. Finding a good pump, right? Because you want to pump consistently, but you need to find a good pump that consistently empties you. So either a hospital grade pump works for the majority of people, or sometimes wearable pumps are better for others. I personally haven't found a wearable pump that worked for me until I was 10 months postpartum, which was the KissBubble 1508s. These are the ones that I use all the time religiously. But just because they work for me, they may not work for you. So do your research, try a few different pumps if you can, find what works best for you. Coconut water, Body Armors are really good because they have coconut water in them. They have no artificial flavorings, dyes, nothing like that. So you could do half Body Armor, half coconut water to have even more coconut water. Definitely finding a good water bottle so you can drink like 3 to 4 water bottles a day. Eating is important. You're feeding your supply. You really, really, really need to eat. I drink caffeine with oat milk every single morning, and I have found that that has given me a slight increase as well. Oats, oat milk, Body Armors. Some supplements are good. It honestly just depends on the person. Colostrum has worked for me. Brewer's yeast has worked for me. Sunflower lecithin is really good for me. It has helped me prevent clogs. I can make another video specifically on just pumping tips. It doesn't have to be with these pumps, but like flange sizes, all those things in general. There's honestly just a million different things when it comes to breastfeeding. So let me know if you guys want more videos, but these are just the basics that I think will help you. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope you guys. Happy pumping.